Part 1. Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Riding bicycles can not only reduce pollution, but also keep you fit.
Riding bicycles can not only reduce pollution, but also keep you fit.
2. Families in China usually have a big dinner on Chinese New Year's Eve.
Families in China usually have a big dinner on Chinese New Year's Eve.
3. Angela has a habit of reading books for 1 hour every day.
Angela has a habit of reading books for 1 hour every day.
4. If you go to the Bund in the evening, you'll see many beautiful night views.
If you go to the Bund in the evening, you'll see many beautiful night views.
5. Mrs. Black does some cleaning at home at the weekend.
Mrs. Black does some cleaning at home at the weekend.
6. When spring comes, it's time for people to plant trees.
When spring comes, it's time for people to plant trees.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。7. What's your father's job, Peter?
He's a policeman. He is tall and brave. What about your father?
My father likes children. He teaches music in the middle school.
Question. What is the woman's father?
Now listen again, please. What's your father's job, Peter?
He's a policeman. He is tall and brave. What about your father?
My father likes children.He teaches music in the middle school.
Question. What is the woman's father?
8. Hello, Jim. How was your trip to England?
Very nice. But it rained a lot. What was the weather like in Shanghai while I was away?
Oh, it was very cold and snowy.
Question. What was the weather like in Shanghai?
Now, listen again, please. Hello, Jim. How was your trip to England?
Very nice. But it rained a lot. What was the weather like in Shanghai while I was away?
Oh, it was very cold and snowy.
Question. What was the weather like in Shanghai? 9. Lucy.I'm very sorry I will be busy tomorrow, so I've asked my brother Tony to meet you at the airport.
Oh, well, what does your brother look like?
He's tall with short brown hair, and he's pretty thin. He'll wear a white hat and a pair of black shoes. I mean, you can't miss him.
Question. What color of the shoes will Tony wear? Now listen again, please.
Lucy.I'm very sorry I will be busy tomorrow, so I've asked my brother Tony to meet you at the airport.
Oh, well, what does your brother look like?
He's tall with short brown hair, and he's pretty thin. He'll wear a white hat and a pair of black shoes. I mean, you can't miss him.
Question. What color of the shoes will Tony wear? 10. You know...I've just finished a survey about things top students usually do after school.
Really? What did you get?
Well, I interviewed 24 top students in our grade, and 2/3 of them are fond of creating things, such as smart pens and standing books.
Question. How many top students have creative minds?
Now listen again, please. You know, I've just finished a survey about things top students usually do after school.
Really? What did you get?
Well, I interviewed 24 top students in our grade, and 2/3 of them are fond of creating things, such as smart pens and standing books.
Question. How many top students have creative minds? 11. May I have your order?
A pizza, 2 chicken wings, a tomato soup, and a cup of coffee.
Okay, they will be served soon.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? Now listen again, please.
May I have your order?
A pizza, 2 chicken wings, a tomato soup, and a cup of coffee.
Okay, they will be served soon.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? 12. Tom, here is your homework. You've made so many mistakes.
Sorry, Miss Wong.
You'd better correct them at noon before the afternoon classes begin.
Okay, I will.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Now, listen again, please. Tom, here is your homework. You've made so many mistakes.
Sorry, Miss Wong.
You'd better correct them at noon before the afternoon classes begin.
Okay, I will.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
13. You look so excited today.
Yes, I met a film star in the street yesterday, and I also got his signature.
Really? What was he doing there?
Being a volunteer, he was talking to those less confident people in life.
Question. Why did the film star come to the street?
Now, listen again, please.
You look so excited today.
Yes, I met a film star in the street yesterday, and I also got his signature.
Really? What was he doing there?
Being a volunteer, he was talking to those less confident people in life.
Question. Why did the film star come to the street? 14. Mom, I failed in my physics test again.
Really? Don't give up, my dear. Do you need any help?
My teacher will talk to me tomorrow. I'm sure she'll give me some advice, and I will study harder.
Question. What information can you get from the dialogue? Now listen again, please.
Mom, I failed in my physics test again.
Really? Don't give up, my dear. Do you need any help?
My teacher will talk to me tomorrow. I'm sure she'll give me some advice, and I will study harder.
Question. What information can you get from the dialogue?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
It was a cold morning after the winter vacation. Actually, it was my first day at my new school. I was walking slowly and worrying about lots of things. It was early.And there weren't many people on the road. A girl on the bike passed me quickly. She was riding on ice when suddenly she fell off her bike a few steps in front of me. She was trying hard to get up, but fell again. Without thinking, I went over and helped her stand up. She said, "Thank you," with a smile, and then rode away. The words "thank you" warmed me,And this small event made me feel less nervous about my new school. Finally, I got to school. The teacher led me to the classroom and asked me to sit down beside a girl. I was so nervous. I knew some of the students were looking at me, but I didn't dare to look at them. Soon, the first class started. It was English. They used a textbook different from my old school, and I didn't have a copy. As I was wondering what to do, a book appeared in front of me. Let's share, the girl next to me said. And hi, I'm Carrie. I looked up. It was the girl I helped that morning. What a surprise. From then on, we became good friends. She was my first and best friend at my new school. Helping her also helped me find a friend.
Now listen again, please. It was a cold morning after the winter vacation. Actually, it was my first day at my new school. I was walking slowly and worrying about lots of things. It was early, and there weren't many people on the road. A girl on the bike passed me quickly. She was riding on ice when suddenly she fell off her bike a few steps in front of me. She was trying hard to get up, but fell again. Without thinking, I went over and helped her stand up. She said, "Thank you," with a smile, and then rode away. The words "thank you" warmed me, and this small event made me feel less nervous about my new school. Finally, I got to school. The teacher led me to the classroom and asked me to sit down beside a girl. I was so nervous. I knew some of the students were looking at me, but I didn't dare to look at them. Soon, the first class started. It was English. They used a textbook different from my old school, and I didn't have a copy. As I was wondering what to do, a book appeared in front of me. "Let's share," the girl next to me said. "And hi, I'm Carrie." I looked up. It was the girl I helped that morning. What a surprise! From then on, we became good friends. She was my first and best friend at my new school. Helping her also helped me find a friend.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
Every day, people pack their belongings and move to new places. Why do people move? Let's look at three important reasons people move. Jobs. People move to find jobs and a better life. Sometimes, people move from countryside to cities to get a job. In 1990, about a quarter of the people in China lived in cities. Today, over half of the Chinese people live in cities. In the 1950s, people from Europe moved to Brazil to work in factories. And people traveled abroad to find new jobs and a better life around the world. Services. When another city has good services, people want to move there. For example, families want to live in a city with good hospitals and schools. A city with good services may also be a cleaner and safer place to live in. Sometimes, people move from a city to areas called suburbs. Suburbs are near the outside of a city. They are quiet and have wide streets. Suburbs have more space for schools, clinics, shopping malls, and zoos. Families with young children like to live in suburbs. New experiences. Finally, people move when they want a change in their lives. Sometimes older people move to places with better weather. Some students go to universities in another country to learn about other places. Whatever the reason, people often move to find new experiences and a better life.
Now listen again, please. Every day, People pack their belongings and move to new places. Why do people move? Let's look at three important reasons people move. Jobs. People move to find jobs and a better life. Sometimes, people move from countryside to cities to get a job. In 1990, about a quarter of the people in China lived in cities. Today, over half of the Chinese people live in cities. In the 1950s, people from Europe moved to Brazil to work in factories, and people traveled abroad to find new jobs and a better life around the world. Services. When another city has good services, people want to move there. For example, families want to live in a city with good hospitals and schools. A city with good services may also be a cleaner and safer place to live in. Sometimes, people move from a city to areas called suburbs. Suburbs are near the outside of a city. They are quiet and have wide streets. Suburbs have more space for schools, clinics, shopping malls, and zoos. Families with young children like to live in suburbs. New experiences. Finally, people move when they want a change in their lives. Sometimes, older people move to places with better weather. Some students go to universities in another country to learn about other places. Whatever the reason, people often move to find new experiences and a better life.
第一部分听力到此结束，请同学们继续做题。